producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mary. How are
you? Good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So I explained the situation. I have a 10-year-old son who had a peanut allergy and outgrew it based on a test by an allergist.
Good.
And the allergist recommended that, you're right, good. The allergist recommended that he eat peanuts, I think, three times a week, one to two peanuts each time to minimize the chance that he would reacquire the allergy, would not reacquire it. And it's a real tug of war in our house. He doesn't like eating them. He complains. He whines. And I don't like the role that I have of trying to get him to eat them. And I wonder if you have any advice for me or him.
Well, I mean, first of all, let's look at, have we tried peanut butter or peanut sauce, anything of that sort? I mean, are there other things that he
likes?
Yes,
we've tried different things. We've tried different things, and the thing that's the least objectionable to him are peanut M&Ms. You know, of the things we've tried, those are least objectionable.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't change the dynamic that he won't do it unless he's prompted and nagged and...
Right. We're dealing with really two separate issues here. One is the allergist idea that that he needs to keep up essentially a loading dose, and I'm trying to decide whether or not that really makes any sense from what we know about allergies. I mean, he's obviously much more of an expert than I am. I'd call him back and say, how crucial is this? Because my guess is that it's not. How long has
it
been since?
You know what he gave us some. Percents, and I couldn't quote you them right now, but he quoted numbers that your chance of reacquiring him is X percent, just doing nothing, and your chance of reacquiring it goes down to Y percent if you do this.
But do you remember what those numbers are? Obviously, you don't.
No, I don't.
You know what I do? I would call, so he's been basically allergy-free for 2 years?
Yes.
Okay. I would do two things, three things maybe. Number one, I would call the allergist back and ask for those figures. Okay? If it's like 5% goes down to 1%, I mean, for 5%, to your son, he's not 30, but he's not 5 either, and say, look, here's the deal. You know, this is, I'm not going to compel you to do it. It's not worth the argument anymore. And if nothing else, as you know, with 12-year-old boys, part of it is just the walk, put it out there and walk away from it theory of life. The more you push it, the more he'll push back. The more you say, look, here's the deal, and let him make that sort of decision for himself. But if the issues are 50% goes down to 1%, then it may be worth having a discussion with him about. And the discussion may be as simple as, look, you eat an M&M peanut, I'll give you a dollar. And maybe as simple as that. So he understands that there's something in it for him. And even if he misses a couple of weeks, I mean, the first thing I would do is find out those numbers. The second thing I would do is talk to the allergist and maybe get a couple of opinions. Because allergy is this very sort of interesting field. We actually talked about it a little bit last week, which is, nobody is born with allergies. You have to develop them. You have to have a loading dose of anything that then the body views as foreign. And so what he's doing is saying, well, if it's minimal doses, then it's almost like getting a booster for smallpox or something of that sort.
Right.
So the idea is that you keep the immune response within, within reason. Essentially, a booster is the best example I can give. But I would ask him, number one, what the percentages are. Number two, I would ask him how crucial it is, and maybe, will one peanut a month do it? I would also get another opinion. And then I would present all that. And once you look at it, you may decide, or you may decide, well, this is really serious stuff, at which point I would take it to my son and say at that moment, by the time you're 15, you can, in the next 2 or 3 years, you can decide this for yourself. You're just in that kind of cusp where, you know, I just sort of feel like I should be helping you out a little bit as opposed to just throwing you on, you know, on your own devices here. Because as much as I love you and as much as I think that you know more or less what's good for you, you're still a kid. So I'm willing to bribe you for the next couple of years. Or you can decide, you know, this is not worth it. But whatever, because the second issue is dealing with 12-year-old, you know, males. Of they don't want to be a mama's boy, they don't want to, you can't tell me what to do, and you're going to develop something where he'll do the, you know, I'm going to put it in the side of my mouth and spit it out thing, which means you're not really getting the response that you want anyway. So I would get the information first, then you decide whether it's worth pursuing. If it is, I would make it worth his while to pursue, which means you ask him what he would like in exchange for it, and maybe it'll be something as simple as being able to do his, you know, his video for an extra half hour during the week or something. I mean, you can figure out something. But I would take that you have to do this out, because it won't, the older he gets, the less effective it'll be, which means it's only going to be ineffective. But if you think he's doing it and he's not, it becomes a potential danger. So get some information, then go to him about it.
Okay.
See, and,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'd go to him about it. But, I mean, you may, and again, it's kind of an emerging notion. And I would get another opinion as well. All right?
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, when in doubt, information is a good place to start. And the problem these days is, remember in the old days we used to go to the library and check things out? And now we all go online. We Google things, right? The problem about Google is that you can have things that are absolutely true, things that have no reality to them whatsoever, and things that are halfway in between, and it's all going to be the same typeface. So it's one of the rules that I've always had for before I go with a news story is having at least two collaborating sources that didn't know each other, so that two independent sources. And it's not a bad thing to do. If you are checking something out, make sure, and of course that also becomes tricky because something can get repeated over and over and over again, and it's all from the same source. So see if you can do your research and find out what the source is and what the point is, what the assumptions were. But when in doubt, information, not a bad thing to have. Speaking of, today it was kind of the James kept, poor James, kept throwing me stories, and I kept saying, but this is really stupid. And so I thought what I would do is just a quick look at stupid stories. You know, why not, if that's what the universe is saying? Again, the kid calling the cops on his own party, that seems to be both stupid and smart all at the same time, because I think all of us as kids were in that situation where we thought, wow, this would be really great, and things got out of hand. And the question is, would we better off calling the cops or having the cops, someone else call the cops on us? So, I mean, that's kind of one of those, well, no, probably won't do it next time. I already told you about the guy who went on one of the self-funding, the crowdfunding things to raise $10 for his potato salad and raise $55,000. That seems to me just stupid. I mean, there's so many things to give money to, and somebody could really use that money. And, well, I suppose there's a part of him that thinks, wow, this is really kind of fun. But, you know, $55,000 will feed an awful lot of people for a fairly long period of time. So next time, darling, instead of putting on a potato party, what I would do is go to a food bank or to a homeless shelter and be a hero. All right? I know, not as much fun. Probably it's not going to make the news. There's kind of an interesting story, which is kind of cute, of middle school football players are wearing high heels instead of cleats because they're supporting one of their teachers who's got cancer. Cute. They're not going to play football, I suspect, in those shoes, but it is cute. And then the one irritating story and the other sad story. The irritating one is, which the newspaper wrote up as something very different than my take on it, is a young couple where he lost his job a couple days before the wedding, and so he couldn't afford to pay for the bride's manicures. Folks, when it comes down to paying for manicures and having lost your job, why don't you just do each other's manicures? I mean, a manicure is not a very hard thing to do. And the idea, I mean, it's written up as a feel-good story, as somebody gave him $200, and I'm saying, aren't there better things to do with $200 than get a manicure? I mean, do your own manicures. All right, I'll do your manicures. The other one is a much sadder story, and I don't know quite what to do about it. I guess I'll talk with you about it when I return. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, coming up in a matter of minutes, I think is something that hopefully you'll really enjoy. I enjoyed the documentary, which opens this week. I actually reviewed it for you yesterday, and it's at drjoy.com. And also the tutorial, step-by-step tutorial about how to download the podcast. God bless all of you for being concerned. I know it used to be easy. Apparently, there was just a link to iTunes. And iTunes, whenever you change who the distributor, it takes a while to catch up. And this happened before. So we're getting it sorted out. But in the meantime, a step-by-step tutorial so you can feel like you're a computer whiz, and you'll have all the podcasts, and they're all up to date. So thank you, Dania, for doing that. Thank you all for sort of keeping me informed, and thank you all for resisting the impulse to call during the program, because what we're getting is full lines of people saying, I can't do the podcast, which makes it harder for people to call through and get some help. And I have a dilemma that I'm probably going to sort of marinate over the weekend. As I said, James sent me some stories today, and one of the more shocking ones, really, was about a Montana judge who sentenced a 47-year-old man who was a teacher he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the rape of a pupil who committed suicide. She was 14 at the time, before the trial, so that there was not much of a witness. And he was sentenced to 15 years in prison with all but 31 days suspended and credit for one day served. So basically, he was in jail for 30 days. And the sentence was overturned by being unlawfully lenient. And the judge was censured by the state Supreme Court in July for suggesting that the 14-year-old was as much in control of the situation as their 47-year-old teacher. The judge says he intends to retire when his term expires at the end of the year. So he's the teacher is going to be resentenced by a different state judge in a hearing, which will technically seek a 20-year prison sentence with 10 years suspended, while the lawyer will ask for a 15-year term with all but 2 years suspended. So even his lawyer is saying that there needs to be more than a slap on the wrist. There are two issues as far as I'm concerned. And one is certainly not that 14-year-olds can't be seductive, but the whole point is that they're 14. And that's the whole point about being an adult, is that we understand that 14-year-olds are just beginning to experiment with their own sexuality, and they can be seductive, but that doesn't give us permission to have sex with a minor, period. I mean, it's kind of shocking. And again, I'm not denying that 14-year-olds can think that they're the best things in sliced bread. But there are also adults, and certainly adults can be tempted, but hopefully they have a conscience that says, I'm in a position of authority, this kid doesn't know what they're doing, it's illegal as well as immoral, or immoral as well as illegal. The complication in this, because we've heard this story before, is I know the judge. That I went to school with him. And so I don't know what to do. I mean, I was just reading through the story and I said, oh my God, I know him. I know his wife. I have not been in touch with him in a very long time. And I don't know really what to do about this, because there has to be some better explanation about what affected his thinking. And granted, it sounds like that she was not around to give testimony. She suicided. But that would seem to me to be something that the court needs to take into consideration. And even if you say, well, it's evidence of the fact that she was unstable, that presumably has to do with part of how we view a 47-year-old teacher's response to her. That if she is, in fact, 14, she's a minor, that she may have been sexually acting out, but that in fact, if nothing else, that her subsequent behavior showed that she was tormented, that she was unstable, and wouldn't that be held against him rather than offsetting his sentence? And I don't know really what to do about getting in touch, because I haven't been in touch with him for a long time. Maybe, you know, a year or two. I was actually in touch with him vaguely a couple of years ago, but sort of coming out of the blue and saying, can you explain to me what you could have possibly been thinking? And at this moment, my guess is that he's incredibly defensive about it, as is she. I just, you know, I don't know quite what to do about it. And I suppose in some ways, I mean, it's, and again, I know he's been a judge for a long time. And I know he actually went to law school when they were dating and subsequently married. That was the idea, that he was going to go and become a judge in a small town in Montana. I guess it's not that small a town. I think Billings is the second largest city in Montana. It's not the capital, that's Helena. I've missed out enough geography tests to learn it. So, you know, what do you do when someone that you basically have lost touch with. I mean, to be quite honest, if he had just been elevated to the Supreme Court or had just been commended for doing something wonderful, I would have no problem about reaching out and saying, hey, that's great, congratulations, how are you doing, what's going on? But on this particular case, I'm afraid it's going to feel to him and to me probably as a pile-on with not much to be gained on either side of it. But it is shocking to hear that someone that you know or that you thought you knew sort of had such a seemingly misguided sense of responsibility, of morality, of sexuality, of laws. I mean, it just... And it's not to say that, you know, if you know somebody that they have to be smart and wonderful and everything else, but it just... This just seemed... I don't know, it just seemed... You can ask James. I was shocked. Oh my gosh, I know him. So what do I do now? So I don't know what I do now. And this whole issue about rape being in the news is... I mean, again, we talked earlier this week about society evolving, and I said the only thing that I thought had not gotten better was airplane travel. I think airplane travel has gotten significantly worse. And maybe the discussion about things like this is a statement of our progress that that this same thing may have happened. In fact, the laws about rape have changed significantly in the last 25 years. And it used to be that if a woman accused a man of rape, and this one, I don't know what the background is. I don't know how the accusation came about. I know he pled down the original, there was originally three counts of rape, and he pled it down to one. So I don't know all the particulars about it. And again, I'm not in any way suggesting that 14-year-olds can't be seductive, but they are 14. And I think that that's one of the whole points about being in a position of authority, being a teacher, being around kids, that we are aware of what the temptations are, and we're also aware of our own strengths or our own weaknesses and be able to avoid them as opposed to inflict something. I mean, it's hard to imagine... And again, where this kid actually suicided, was feeling awful enough to have suicided, presumably that would be taking something, that the judge would take that into consideration, and apparently did not. So I have the weekend to ponder it, I suppose. My guess is that I probably won't do very much about it because the state has already intervened. It's already made the news. That I don't need to make his life any more miserable because there are enough people saying, what could you have possibly been thinking? But it is shocking. I mean, you know, we sort of think of people who are our friends as being sort of like-minded, whether they are or they not. And when they're not in this kind of strange way, it's really shocking. Stay tuned for something that's shocking but fun and will make you smile and make you rethink aging. All right? Stay tuned for Advanced Style. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, it's that time of the week where we look at a global problem. And quite often the subject is a documentary. In this particular case, that follows suit. It's a documentary called Advanced Style. And it's, I know you think I'm going all fashionista on you, and I am a little bit, but this is a really fascinating documentary as far as I'm concerned that deals with a group of women in New York who are essentially accosted, if you'll allow that word, by Ari Seth Cohen, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. Well, in fact, I'm not going to. I'll let you tell him. All right, so how did you... Because the opening scene in this documentary is this kind of mild-mannered, bespectacled guy going up to... We don't see the woman's face. We just see the back of her and him going up and saying, "Wow, you really look fabulous. I'd like to interview you." And a part of me went, "Oh, no." So, all right, tell me how that whole thing started.
Well, I've been doing this since I was 7 years old, actually. I grew up in San Diego, and my... my grandmothers were my best friends and my style icons and my, you know, spiritual gurus and the ones that I look to for advice. And so I've always had an appreciation for older people, specifically women, because my grandmothers were so close to me. And I remember being like 8 years old and going to the mall with my mom and like pointing out ladies and saying, "Mom, these ladies are so great." And it, not only as far as the way that they dressed, but the way they presented themselves and, you know, the stories my grandmother shared about the depression and things that they've been through in their life, that's things that I couldn't ever hear anywhere else. So I felt so lucky to be around them. And when I moved to New York, I just instantly became drawn to these incredible people I was seeing on the street. And so I started taking their photographs and interviewing them as a personal project, but then realized that they had the power to really change people's perception on aging. And so I started a blog, and it grew from there.
All right, I have to tell you, this is Truth in Advertising. A couple of years ago, I was in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, with somebody, and this woman walked in, and she had to be at least in her mid to late 80s, and she had bright orange hair and kind of almost a crew cut, almost a mohawk, and she had this dress that she looked like she'd been poured into and was trying to escape from, and torn fishnets and very high boots. And my companion said, "Isn't that pathetic?" And I said, "I think that's fantastic. She's not going quietly into this great good night." So I was already, and this was the women that you have. I think that there are, what, six women in this documentary?
Seven women.
Okay, seven. And I think the youngest is 67, and the oldest is like 105 or 300.
95.
Yeah, okay. And that was the impression, that was what I walked away with. To be quite honest, when I looked at the cover of the documentary, and it looks, to be quite honest, almost gargoyle-ish. I'm not sure that I would have chosen exactly that picture, except after you've seen the documentary, you get it, which is these women all have personalities, and they all have certainly personal styles, and stories to tell. And I think that Ari, that you put your thumb exactly on it, that it's not so much that you have a sense of style, because having lived in San Francisco before I came to New York, in San Francisco, if you saw something in the window of Neiman's, you would see exactly the same outfit, including the shoes and the pocketbook and the earrings, walking by you like five times. In New York, you'd never see that. You'd see the jacket with a pair of jeans, and you'd see the earrings with a nightgown. I mean, the New York women mix it up. But so that sense of, so how did you pick the women? There were seven in the documentary.
I think it's important what you're saying. I think the pervasive attitude that, you know, as we get older, we should fade away and we should become invisible is total opposite of what these women stand for. And I think that's becoming really outdated notion. And I think that, you know, people are living longer and want, you know, more creative, full lives as they get older. And these women really represent women who do what they want. They're bold. They don't care what anyone else thinks. And the women in particular in the film are all women that were on my blog. And Lina, the director of the film, could obviously speak more to why these were the women that we chose to really focus in on.
All right. So, how many women were candidates to begin with?
We started with probably 13 to 15 women, and some little clips of each one of them, without quite thinking yet about movie becoming a feature-length documentary. We were just exploring different kinds of aging fantastically. We were just exploring different kinds of she grandma or extravagant grandma looks, and how these women lived and how these women lived to the fullest in New York City, being of that certain age, as they say. And then little by little, we got to know some of them better than others, and some of them really opened up to us and allowed us access to their homes and told their life stories, and we started following them as they met the other ladies of Advanced Style. So the little community started shaping, and Ari came out with the book, and that really became a whole new level of fame for the whole Advanced Style, and it really rather became a movement of age. And at that point, there was a core of, say, Advanced Style ambassadors, few women who were rather faces of Advanced Style, and those are the stars in the film right now.
Now, Ari said that he got involved in this because of his grandmother's. What drew you to the project, Lena?
so I was in New York and I met Ari in the coffee shop, and we bonded over the love for prints and patterns. And I was a budding filmmaker then, and searched for, you know, just interesting subjects to film. And being a young woman with a penchant for self-expression through clothing, for me, it was really interesting why some people, most people, dress up when they're teenagers and when they're young and, you know, they go kooky, they go wild, or they experiment with their own styles. And the moment they get a serious job or start a family, people tend to normalize themselves out and start looking rather casual. When these women that Ari's been finding were the living proof to me that somehow you can live all your life and just become more and more fabulous and outrageous and more and more. And I think we touch on that in the movie. So I don't think economical background has much to do with creative dressing. We have a few examples in the film. Deborah, 67-year-old artist, mostly dresses from hand-me-downs, or hand-me-ups, as she calls, from her friends who are not daring to wear certain ensembles themselves. Therefore, they give it to her because they know she will find the way, inside out, upside down, any kind of way to wear it. And Ilona says the same thing, that she's just been finding thrift store goods or just having a certain piece of item for 30 years or cutting something up and making it into a hat or making it into a skirt. So I really don't believe, nor do these women.
They've tricked us into thinking that they have a lot of money. But
yeah, which is fabulous.
But the truth is, they're all working. They're all still working. Lindell has her shop on Off Broadway, called Off Broadway, yeah. Boutique on 72nd Street, which she's 82 years old and she's run that for 50 years. Deborah is a community chef and she sells the things that she makes as an artist. Ilona teaches art classes at 94 years old. Sephora has a one-woman show. They all come from different economic backgrounds, and obviously fashion and collecting things has been very important to them, but they find creative ways to do it.
Well, and that's reassuring for those of us who shop at consignment shops, because you know there's, and I'm sure both of you have heard this notion that women have, and I've seen, I think Cher was one of them who said she felt that after she got to be 50 or something that she became invisible, and these women are the antithesis of invisible. It's like neon signs of saying, look at me.
Exactly. Yeah, in a way, I mean, they definitely enjoy that aspect of dressing, that it creates a conversation and it creates a way for them to be visible and present in the world. They don't dress for other people, they dress for themselves. But it is an added bonus to be able to put on a colorful scarf and then, you know, meet a new friend. So a lot of them actually, through their style, have had, you know, a lot of opportunities come their way. Obviously, it attracted me to them. So, and now they're, you know, seven people who are in fashion campaigns for international brands and doing all sorts of things.
Let me stop you at that moment and let's come back and talk about attracting attention in a good way. We're talking with Lena. Is it Pliaplete?
Ploplete.
Ploplete. Even better. And Ari Seth Cohn, who've put together a really inspiring, and I don't use that word lightly, documentary called Advanced Style. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My subject on It's Broken, Let's Fix It today is Advanced Style. And I've got Lena and Ari with me today, who are respectively the filmmaker. And Ari, what's your official title on this one?
I'm producer, inspiration.
And the star.
And the really star. Absolutely.
Lena, this film would have never come about. I mean, I feel like it's a collaboration, but I would have never made a film without Lena. And I owe so much to her because she brought what I do to life. And, I mean, we met in a coffee shop and she started filming these ladies and did such an incredible job with the film. But, you know, the fact that we were able to meet the women together and get to know them and engage with them. And, yeah, it's I'm a little emotional because it's coming out on, you know, Friday, September 26th, and we're so excited to finally bring these ladies to America on the big screen.
Well, and it sounds like at least your book brought some of them to an advertising campaign and a fair amount of publicity, which is nice to hear that books could do that these days. You know, we hear other than Harry Potter that nobody reads books, and obviously your experience experience would offset that.
Yeah, I mean, the book is on its eighth printing now. And I think more importantly, definitely, like, these two women were in a Lon Vonn campaign. One was in a Kmart commercial. Two of them were in a Coach campaign. All these different things. And there's definitely more awareness for older models in the fashion industry. But more importantly is the effect they're having on culture and the fact that we hear Lena and I, when we go to screenings of the film and book signings, we hear young girls telling us, oh, I'm no longer afraid of getting older. I can't wait to be like these ladies. I can't wait to have the freedom that these ladies have. And older women saying, I feel better about getting older. I feel more myself now after seeing these women. And that's what I think is more important than the fashion and the lifestyle.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that you come away from this film, the notion that women somehow of a certain age have to fade into the background. And, you know, all of us have this notion, whether it's true or not, of sort of older women wearing black as, you know, as the eternal mourning figures that they should literally just fade into the background and, you know, dressing their age, whatever that means, which
yeah,
I suppose.
And think about the poster that you would normally imagine an aged person to have. Everybody's just kind of hunched up and slow. When we're filming Ilona, we lose her every time in the crowd because she's so quick. She's so fast. These women are just fighting every single stereotype that we have about aging.
Yeah,
I'm seeing women up and down the streets of New York City every day, and trust me, in their high heels, they're still blocks ahead of me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Since I saw the film, because I review, I get to see it very far in advance. And since then, I've been watching, you know, looking for women, just watching them as they walk down the street and realizing that this is the tip of a proverbial iceberg, that there really are an awful lot of, and I go to the theater a lot, and I'm always impressed with these people who come in with oxygen tubes and walkers and thinking, God bless them, as opposed to sort of sitting around someplace and on their rocking chair. I mean, I think that this notion of Auntie Mame as opposed to Grandma Moses is such a powerful one and such an inspiring one. And these women really, what you think is that's who you want to be when you grow up. I mean,
in New York, especially, like, I moved to New York because my grandmother went to Columbia University and was a librarian. She had moved to California where I was born, but always told me to, you know, move to New York if I wanted to be creative. And so being from San Diego, I the older people they knew besides my grandparents, you know, retired and liked to be by the beach and didn't live very active lives. And so I always thought New York would be super hard for older people to live. And then I moved here and saw that it's really the vitality of the city.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. New York is the place to get old because there's good public transportation. There's a lot of free stuff. There's a labor force to help out. There's great medical care.
Social engagement.
Yeah, and food deliveries. You can order anything. All right, so one of the things I wanted to ask you about in this was that at some point it seemed to me, and admittedly I'm a psychologist and so I come at it from a slightly different viewpoint, that these women, that some of the women bonded with one another, but several of them sort of got their feathers ruffled, that they were kind of used to being the star in the room and they weren't...
fabulous?
Well, it was interesting because maybe that's part of it, too, as we sort of view that sort of competitive juice that women may have at a young age, some competing for men, doesn't go away, that these women were very, sort of elbowing each other out of the way to say, are we looking at me yet? Are we looking at me? And I thought that was sort of...
But I think it's only natural, and it was really important in this movie to have element of reality, so it's not all this kind of ideal world of getting older. It's not all sunshine or rather, you know, watching a sunset of your life. Yeah, they're in pain and they're bitchy sometimes, and yes, they do get competitive because there used to be, you know, a best dressed girl in town, all of them.
Well, and the princess, the one that everybody noticed at the party.
I think that they all, like, some of them have formed friendships and some of them haven't. And, you know, you watch these reality TV shows and they try to throw a group of people in and pretend like they know each other. But these women live in the same city. They get to know each other through me and social events, but that doesn't mean they're going to be best friends with each other. And, I think it's just, a little bit of competition and a little bit of vanity is actually very healthy because it keeps them going and stepping up their game. And in the end, they all really do appreciate each other. I mean, we've traveled the world with them, and there's little things there, but it's kind of become like a family, and we don't get along with our families all the time.
Yeah, I noticed you having to go into one of the people's room and knock on the door and saying, I love you. Ratchet it down a little bit, you know. Let's
yeah,
do a little
and
bit less.
Not to do that anymore, because it actually is perfect for when we do Q and A's. People just laugh at everything she says, so I'm just gonna stop trying to tell her what to do.
Well, I mean, it was, the good news about this documentary, as far as I was concerned, is exactly what we've talked about: is that you don't have to go quietly, that you can dress for your personality, that you can view your own life as your work of art, and yourself as the pièce de résistance. But it does, you do walk away, or at least I walked away, with the sense that sisterhood may not be powerful. But when I think about that my mom or my grandmother, that in some ways they were competitive with one another at the end of their lives. Not that maybe it's because there's so few men left, or maybe it's because attention must be paid. But I think your point is well taken, that idea that we're all in this together and we're going to help each other out may be sort of a younger woman's phenomenon, not an older woman's phenomenon.
But I also think that if you would throw lots of elegant dandy men in one room together, there's bound to be some kind of ego. There's bound to be some kind of
I don't
even see a competing
older woman issue.
But it's not even competing for men. They're competing,
yeah,
you know,
for attention.
These women are 80 and 90 years old.
Yep.
This is their moment to shine.
Yep.
They, you know, they've gone this far. If there's a microphone, that's their moment to tell their life story.
Yeah, move out of my way.
You know?
Move away from the microphone.
Because, you know, the whole men thing doesn't really come into play with them. I think it's more like, I'm the queen. This is my time to shine. I appreciate you as well. And I don't know. I think that there is a big community, but at the same time, they do love having their moment, which they should. They're 90 years
old. Because they're large personalities. How could you not? I mean, that's why I think that's part of why we all love them so much, is because they're unapologetic. They're loud and they're out there.
All right, guys, on that note, thank you very much. We've got Ari and Lena. Go see Advanced Style. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.